Hello, welcome back. In this video, we're going to discuss marginal cost and marginal revenue. Marginal revenue, marginal cost. The marginal cost of production and marginal revenue are economic measures used to determine the amount of output and the price per unit of a product to maximize profits. A rational company always seeks to maximize its profits. And the relationship between marginal revenue and the marginal cost of production helps to find the point at which this occurs. The point at which marginal revenue equals marginal cost maximizes a company's profit. The marginal cost of production measures the change in total cost of a good that arises from producing one additional unit of that good. The marginal cost is calculated by dividing the change in the total cost by the change in quantity. For example, the total cost of producing 100 units of a good is $200. The total cost of producing 101 units is $204. The average cost of producing 100 units is $2, or $200 divided by 100 units. However, the marginal cost for producing the 101st unit is $4, or 204 minus 200 divided by 101 minus 100. So the marginal revenue measures the change in the revenue that arises when one additional unit of a product is sold. The marginal revenue is calculated by dividing the change in the total revenue by the change in the quantity. For example, again, suppose the price of a product is $10 and the company produces 20 units per day. The total revenue is calculated by multiplying the price by the quantity produced. In this case, the total revenue is $200, or $10 times 20. The total revenue from producing 201 units is $205. The marginal revenue is calculated as $5, or 205 minus 200 divided by 21 minus 20. So if you look, it's basically 5 divided by 1 if you break it down. So 205 minus 200 is 5, 21 minus 20 is 1, 5 over 1. So you can see that 5 divided by 1 is 5, right? So the marginal revenue is $5. When marginal revenue and the marginal cost of production is equal, profit is maximized at that level of output and price. For example, a toy company can sell 15 toys at $10 each. However, if the company sells 16 units, the selling price falls to $9.50 each. The marginal revenue is $2, or 16 times 950 minus 15 times 10 divided by 16 minus 5. So the simple math you can do very quickly, and you can find that the marginal cost is $2. The company maximizes its profit at this point because the marginal revenue is equal to its marginal cost. When marginal revenue is less than the marginal cost of production, a company is producing too much and should decrease its quantity supplied until marginal revenue equals the marginal cost of production. So when marginal revenue is less than marginal cost, a company is producing too much and therefore should decrease the quantity supplied, right? Because you want to bring marginal cost and marginal revenue into equilibrium to make sure that you're maximizing profit. Because if you're producing too much and it's costing you too much, then you're burning through your marginal profit. So let's look at the example on the graph over here. I'm going to go over here. So you can see the schedule in production. To the left, this column represents the gallons of juice that can be produced. It's fixed costs, it's variable costs, then it's total costs, right? So then we'll have the average fixed cost of production, so forth. Average variable cost, average total cost, marginal cost, right? So at 1,000 gallons of juice, you can see that the average variable cost is 50 cents and the average marginal cost is 50 cents. So you can see that the market price is 50 cents per gallon, right? So 50 and 50 right here at 1,000, that's our base here, right? At this level, right? So 50 cents per gallon. Now, we want to look for an opportunity that will allow us to minimize our costs, right? So we want to look at this figure. So 9,000 gallons. You can find, you can see that our average total costs are less than the marginal costs, right? So our average total costs are less. So if we, this is the first time that you'll find this on this schedule. The average costs are always greater than the marginal costs until we get to the 9,000 gallons of juice produced, right? So this is where we can, we've brought our marginal costs up high enough, right? Because if we're maximizing our profit, remember that marginal costs will equal marginal revenue. So we have to assume if we are in equilibrium in our production that our revenue will equal 50 cents, right? So we'll have just as much equal, we'll have just as much marginal revenue as we do marginal cost. But where the advantage comes in is because we've produced the extra 1,000 gallons of juice, it has pushed our average total cost down 48 cents, right? So our average total cost is 2 cents less than the marginal total cost. So if you look at the graph, you can see our two intersecting points are here, right? So this is where our marginal costs at 1,000 gallons, 50 and 50, right? You can see this is where they intersect to get the market price per gallon of 50 cents, represented by this line. Now, our marginal revenue and our marginal cost, right? So we can come down here and we can look again where we intersect, right? So our blue line represents total costs. So where does total cost intersect marginal revenue? Right here, right? So this is at 50 cents. Now, we can graph out our average total cost at 48 cents. So we drew out the line here. This yellow line represents at 9,000 gallons the 48 cent average cost, right? So now our average costs are here. Now, because our marginal revenue is 2 cents greater than our average total cost, this represents our profit margin, right? Our additional profit or our marginal profit. So because we created or we produced an extra 1,000 or we created 9,000 gallons, right, of juice, we were able to create a additional profit by pushing down our average cost, raising our marginal cost, which if we're in equilibrium, our marginal cost will equal our marginal revenue. So we're bringing in, by producing the 9,000, we're bringing in an additional 2 cents greater than the average total cost in revenue, creating the additional profit margin because our marginal cost and marginal revenue are equal. And we push down our average total cost by creating the 9,000 units. We are able to create marginal profit by producing more and minimizing costs and raising our marginal revenue and marginal cost to be equal, therefore creating the extra 2 cents of profit margin.